Blog Talk Radio.
Not much. What's going on, everyone? How y'all doing? It is Big Red, Brother B, another episode of The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. What's up? What's up?
What's up, everyone?
What's going on? Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. You can catch us on Twitter at Brother B Vision 7. And, well, at least catch me on Twitter. Are you on Twitter, Red? You on Twitter?
Not as of yet. No, I'm not on Twitter, but I will be getting there.
Okay.
I am on Instagram.
Yep, you can catch us on Instagram at The Menu, Mind Your Mental, MindURMENTAL. Yes, you are, MindURMENTAL. Yes, The Menu, Mind Your Mental. What's up? Yo,
Mind Your Mental.
You know, we've been getting hit with some snow in the, you know, from New York. We've been getting hit with some snow recently. And I do want to kind of bring up the fact, I don't want to go too deep into it, but did anyone ever think to maybe, especially if you're out there driving, did anybody ever think to maybe just like kind of be courteous to other people while you're driving and maybe slow down? Because, you know, not everybody, you know, as much as some people think that they're experts when it comes down to driving, like they can't, you know, oh, my car is superior and I can't get into the accidents and crowd, you know, traction control and all this other crap. Did anybody ever think once that maybe, you know, shit can happen? Like, you know, doing 70, you know, 60 or 70 in a snowstorm, does that really make sense?
You know what? Absolutely not.
Exactly. I don't care what type of car you drive. I mean, I've been driving for probably a little over 20 years. I don't care what type of car you drive. Shit can happen. Front wheel drive, rear wheel drive. It doesn't matter. You know, one day it can be your day. And I don't want to be one of the people inconvenienced by your ignorance on the road. Because, yeah, it's a couple of accidents, and, you know, I hope they weren't fatal. But when you're sitting on the road for 30 or 40 minutes and bumper-to-bumper traffic because there's an accident, 9 times out of 10, there's probably some type of human error there. And I don't know if it was out of ignorance or it was just maybe, you know, who knows. Just, you know, once again, shit happens. But, yeah, I think we need to start, you know, looking into maybe being a little – just a little more courteous to, you know, the other people around us. I mean, do you agree, Red? Don't you agree?
Yes, I do. Definitely,
yeah.
Because like I said, you know, being reckless out there in them, you know, in them streets, period, you know, it's just, it's terrible. And it just like you said, it inconvenience other people. Like, why would you,
yeah.
you know, and, you know, people don't care about that. It's like they don't care about inconveniencing other people. They just want to do what they want to do. And like you said, it's snow on the ground. It's snow in the streets. Not everybody's street is, you know, cleared up well. You know, people are still digging out here or there, I'm sure. So,
yeah, like, I don't like to rely on traction control. Like, I have a car with traction control and a car without. Now, what's crazy is, now, you've been in the car with me before. So
right.
you see how, you know, at times, you know, I may or may not get it in, you know, while I'm driving. At times, I can be, you know, guilty of certain things. But that's on dry pavement. Even though shit can still happen. You know, sometimes you just got to,
right.
you know, put a little lesson out there. For when, you know, people, you know, trying to come at you. But anyway, yeah, I remember I got into an accident, and it was some real light rain. I wasn't speeding, but my traction control wasn't on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm driving, and I'm going under this overpass. And it was like, I don't know, no cars were behind me anymore. The car, it was on a turn. The rear of the car came from out of, you know, from under me. I hit the divider, did a 360, and it threw me right into the grass. And then a couple of seconds later, the traffic started coming. I was like, yo, that was like the perfect accident. I didn't think that at that time. But after
right.
I really thought about it, I was like, yo, during that 360, like, it just could have got worse. And mind you, I wasn't speeding, and it was light
right.
rain. So shit happens. And it doesn't
sure
always
do.
Have to happen when you, you know, when you think it's going to happen or you don't think it'll happen. It shit just happens. So, you know, you got to be careful out there, man. I mean, it's something to think about because I've been watching people do some real reckless stuff. And I really don't understand what's the purpose, the reason of it. Even when it comes down to like competing, like, dude, if I'm in a car that's maybe not faster than yours, like, what are you trying to compete for? If you know you're faster, then just go.
Right.
Like, what's your problem? But I saw one guy do something, like, broke a whole bunch of traffic laws just to say, oh, I got in front of you. And I'm like, wow. This is the world that
so everybody
want to
get no, go nowhere fast.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just a shame that to sit back and just witness that because it just makes me, you know, think about how screwed up your life may be if you're acting like that. But
right, you probably act like that.
Know.
They probably act like that all the time with
yeah,
everything.
Yeah.
Everything is a competition. You know?
Yeah, which teaches me a lesson to not feed into it. Because that's who they are, and that's who they're always going to be. There's no need for me to feed into it, you know,
mm-hmm.
to add more fuel to the fire, because it's not going to change for them. Like me doing something to outsmart them, it's not going to change anything. It's still going to be the same damn thing no matter what happens, no matter what the outcome
mm-hmm.
is. Because if I get in front of him, then he's going to do whatever it takes to get in front of me, and it'll never end. It'll never end.
Exactly.
It's, you know, it's whatever. But, yo, once again, what up, y'all? Hope all is well. Big Red Brother D with the menu on Blog Talk Radio. Guest call numbers 347-324-3395. Our topic for tonight, coward culture. Now,
oh boy,
I'm sure some people are probably wondering, you know, what is meant by the coward culture. And when I really look at it, it really kind of has like a twofold meaning. There is this meaning of where you have individuals out there just basically doing cowardly shit to innocent people. And you also have those that are afraid to speak or stand up for something because it is unpopular in opinion. And I think that's probably going to touch, you know, a bigger nerve than the people that are out there doing cowardly shit. And I would like to start, even though in no way is this giving this guy props, but I'm sure you heard about the thing in the liquor store a couple of weeks ago where the girl went in there, young lady, went in there to go buy a bottle of wine. You know, three guys come in there, and he's like, hey, I can buy the wine for you. And she's like, no, you know, it's okay.
I'm
going to
tell you like this. He didn't say it like that. I'm sure he didn't say it like that.
Oh, I believe you.
I know you. I know you got to ad lib it, but I'm sure it didn't come out like that.
Yeah, I'm sure. So, you know, from the interview that she gave on the news, you know, she was saying that, you know, on her way out, he was basically saying like, oh, what, you think you're better than me? Are you better than us? And da 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 da. So she leaves the store. You know, they come up behind her, punch her, kick her, and then this dude bites her, either in her eye or over her eye socket. And now I'm, you know, when I first heard about the story, I thought somebody was like joking. But they was like, no. And then I actually saw it. And I'm like, wait a minute. Who the hell bites someone in their eye? Like, you just bit, you just, a man, you just went and bit a woman in her eye for what? Because she you know, she brushed through, you know, she declined your advance.
Right.
This is what we're doing. But what that gets me is this happened in Harlem. Now, stuff like that, I've never, you know, I mean, things happen everywhere. But I'm like, Harlem? Like, nah.
Well, why
not
is
Harlem.
That surprising to you? But why
because,
is that surprising
man,
to you?
Listen, I did my time up in Harlem, man. Harlem is different type of people in Harlem. Like, in each borough, you got different people.
Okay.
But, you know, Brooklyn, you know, my birthplace. See, Brooklyn is a planet to its own. Brooklyn is just, I don't even know if you call it a borough, maybe a continent or something. I don't know, but Brooklyn is different, especially certain parts of Brooklyn. But Harlem,
okay. Right.
Yeah, individuals in Harlem are just like, you know, they rock differently. So I'm like, this, you know, this is going on in Harlem. And then to turn around and read the story, and there was a guy who told the lady, like, after the attack, I think it was before the attack, oh, you better get out of here because they did that to somebody else not too long ago. So wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't trying to help her?
Mm.
You ain't trying to get yourself, you know, I mean,
peace,
not to
peace,
say that you...
Peace.
What's up, Ron? What's up, brother?
What's up, Ron?
Like, I'm not expecting him to just jump into it and put himself in harm's way, but really? You're going to tell her you better got, like, you ain't going to get on the horn and call 911 or, you know, you ain't going to try to attempt something. And see, I don't know if the days of the Good Samaritan are, like, really dead. I mean, listen, there's still some good people out there that are willing to help. But when you got savage shit like this going on, it kind of makes you think. Just like somebody was bringing to my attention about the person who was videotaping the father across the platform, like, you know,
abusing his kids or something like that.
Yeah, abusing his kids. And somebody was like, oh, he should have went over there and did something. Well, first of all, if you looked at the video, that was, like, probably the other side of the damn street. Like, either you got to leave the train station to go to the other side or walk underground, you know, through the tunnel and come up on
right.
The other side. With all that being said, you might as well call the cops.
What's
right.
The weapon?
You might as well call the cops. Huh?
What's the weapon?
You don't remember that when somebody was videotaping the father sitting on the platform and he was supposedly abusing his kids?
Yo, yeah. I remember they were trying to.
Yeah. Now, I mean, in situations like that, I mean, what could you really do?
You mind your business.
Yeah, but now the situation up in Harlem where homeboy bit girl in the eye, I mean, come on, man.
I feel murdered.
But see, this is the thing. You got a lot of cats out there that just don't want to act no more. It's this cat, like, first of all, how are you going to do that? How are you going to do that and nobody, like, fighting to turn this dude in? Now, mind you, this guy's name is Tyrone Cooper, and they caught him. But you know what's crazy? You know how they caught him? He got arrested on a separate charge of choking and beating his girlfriend. So he was going to court, and they caught his ass on that charge. And this dude has a history of assault.
Right.
So I'm like, so it makes me wonder, like, what are our so-called law enforcement, our so-called justice system, like, what are they really doing to protect people from cats like this?
Well, I'm going to say this. All across the board is effed up, because I'm going to say this. Just like you said, law and justice system, what are they doing to protect, just like you said, people from, you know, people like that? You do a restraining order. You do this, you do that. But guess what? Those things don't work. Because I've had people tell me that they had to get a restraining order on somebody or order of protection and this, that, and the other. But guess what? The person still comes around. The person is still bothering them. The person is this, the person that. The person catch them somewhere, you know, whatever. And guess what? That shit don't work. Because by the time the police get there, you beat the hell out the person. The person beat the hell out of you or whatever. But the case is, so by the time they get there, something's already went down, and then you got a whole bunch of other mess. So once again, just like you said, what can be done? Now, on the flip side of that, my thing is this. Young man, I'm going to just say for that situation, obviously there was a problem there from the beginning. You have to start back to whatever issues that he had at home, because that's where that starts from. He has issues, and as you can see, whatever his issue is, it has to do with him assaulting women. So that right there, you can tell what something is going on. There's some kind of disconnect there, something. So guess what? Nobody got him any type of help. Nobody seen that there was a problem, or maybe they didn't want to get him help, or maybe they just didn't give a fuck. Okay, so guess what? So now you have an adult, a young adult, because he's not that old. He's not, how old is he, like 21? He's not that old. It's not like this is somebody that's 30 or 40 years. So this is a young man. So once again, this is stuff, something that's been happening all the time. And then he's been, like I said, him and his crew are doing this. And now, and at the end of the day, your boys is watching you do. So guess what? What kind of goddamn mind do they have that they're watching you? Not maybe they do the same things, but watching you do this to other young women or do this to women. So then it's a problem all the way around. Because there's nobody teaching these young men to have respect, not just for women, just for people in general. Nobody's teaching anybody to have any respect. It's just like, go out there. It's just, you just born and you just here, and I'm just let you, you know, you just here. And people don't realize you're not only raising a child, you're raising an adult. And they have to go out here in this world and deal with people. And guess what? Like my mother used to say, your aunt, she used to say all the time, ain't nobody going to love your child the way you love your child. Because when that child get out in that world, you don't know who's going to, they ain't going to feel the same way you feel about your child.
Sure. Ain't.
So it's a total disconnect all around.
Yeah, if they ain't blood related, then in a lot of cases, I mean, yeah. I mean, what's your take on it, brother? I'd love to hear your view on it.
Excuse me. I take the train a lot. Speak about the brother first. I take the train a lot. If I were to if I was on the opposite platform, I'm like, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He said something. I would have walked down with it because that's uptown. That's by me. And
okay.
What I would have done is gone down to the other side. You know what I mean? Because it's like and I would have said something. You know what I mean? Back in the days when I was a kid, my mother used to not like that per se. You know what I mean? But she used to give me, a box upside the head, But it wasn't like that, you know what I mean? But shit like that is, I would have got at home.
That was extreme.
If that was that bad, but out in the street, I mean, like, first of all, everybody different. Everybody parenting is different based on your intelligence. You know what I mean? Based on your
intelligence. You're right about that, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So it's just like if the police said, "Oh, that's not his first time," like nigga, like it's something y'all ain't do. You know what I mean? If it was a problem for y'all, y'all should have did something the first time.
Well, the multiple times is when the situation with the dude from Harlem. Who bit the girl?
No, I'm talking about the parent. I'm talking about the parent.
Oh, the parent.
But the Harley situation is just like, he should have been made an example of. Him and his crew should have been made an example of. But let me tell you the deal. I've seen shit like that go down in the club. And it's usually security there to be like, chill. You know what I mean? What happens is, not to say let me put it nicely.
You sound a little muffled, brother.
Yeah.
Sound a little muffled.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Any woman can say what she want to say. But but she might have been one of them type people. That she got a slick mouth. You know what I mean? She got a slick mouth. And them brothers.
You talking about the young lady that got bit?
Yeah. But whether she got a slick mouth or not, she didn't marry the dad. And that's real talk. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And it's just like you should have played the mouth game with her and kept it moving. You know what I mean? And she shouldn't have just said nothing to a bunch of people. Because I seen that same shit happen at clubs. You dig what I'm saying?
Well, that's why I said when Brother B was explaining the story, that's why I said, depending on what he said, I'm glad you brought that up, Ron, because like I said, unfortunately, you were kind of right about that, because that's what you have to look at as well. You have to look at the exchange of words. But him, I say because I am a woman, him as a man.
It don't merit it that, though.
That's what I'm getting ready to say, him as a man. That once again, that goes back to your upbringing.
He wasn't no man.
Wait, listen.
That's what
I'm saying is him. It doesn't matter. Him, he's still. I don't. That fuck.
He's
boy,
a
okay,
male.
We understand. Right,
give
but he's still
right, well,
a,
he's
man,
a male
man
he's
or whatever.
Nah, he's a male.
At the end of the day, he should. That's just what I mean by your upbringing or who you were raised around or whatever. You should.
Whatever she said to you.
You should have been able to take that as a grain of salt and just kept it moving like, all right, whatever, let me just leave it alone. Because like I said, let me tell you something. As me being a young lady, 14, 15 years old, me and my girlfriends used to always walk to the store. And it was just three of us. Three little short chicks walking to a store in Queens, Springfield Boulevard. And guess what? We went to school with these dudes, but guess what? We were all in the same age bracket, but they was out there doing their thing out in front of the store. So we used to always have to go to the store. Like I said, it's just three of us. And guess what? I was always the one to get it because, of course, I was the heavyset one out of my friends. So guess what? I was always the one they would try to say something. They would say something to all three of us, but I was always the one that they would try to come after, of course. But guess what? I had the slick mouth as well, and they didn't expect that from me. Because they thought it because I was, you know, the big guy was going to be, oh, no, no. They, you know, I like I said, cuss queen, okay? Mm-hmm. That you talking to. Who you did. But you know what? Dudes didn't take it to that point where it was like, oh, let me do something, da, da, da. They were just like, all right, shorty, you got it, you got it. That's what I'm saying. You could have been like, all right, you got it, not a problem, whatever. But these, just like you said, okay, I'm going to say it now. These fuckboy, bitch-made males now, they get their little feelings hurt when somebody says something to him. And guess what? She might not have came at him in a certain way and said something like that. Once again,
nah,
I don't know
might,
the young lady.
She might not have. I could be wrong.
Right. She might not have. And she might have just told me, you know, that's all right. I'm good. And guess what? You get your little freaking feelings hurt because she just said, I'm good? Oh, you think you better than me?
Nah,
why do
nah.
I have to think I'm better than
but
you because
when,
I don't want you to
when,
buy me a freaking
it's,
drink?
It's when she came out. Nice. Is when she came outside the store. She should have just kept it moving. She got in the dialogue, and she felt because she might have, and I felt it. And I felt
No.
She wasn't cornered. They approached her. You know what I mean? And then once they did what he did, once he said what she said, he said what he said, then, you know what I mean, that's where, you know, they did whatever. But as soon as she came out, she could have kept it moving. I've seen chicks like that at the club for years, bro. You know what I mean? I don't know if some of these chicks, if he's bitch made, she had too much testosterone pumping that day. You feel me?
And well, you know what?
I don't care who you are. You keep your mouth shut when you talk to any man. You know what I mean? Whether you're in the right or the wrong. And you by yourself.
Okay, but guess what? I've had times where I've done that, and guys will say something to me, and I'll just be like, I'm good. But then they keep, you know, they'll keep trying, and then I'm walking away.
Okay, and I've had a dude follow me
after I'm walking and minding my business, and he's still trying to talk, and I'm just like, yo, like, bro, like, what are you doing?
Don't say nothing to him.
I didn't say that.
Yo, my girl, let me tell you something. Martial arts, common sense, unless a man lay hands on you, then that's when you have every right to say what you got to say. Running your mouth to go back and forth with a dude, no thank you, boom, 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 that's good.
Okay, yeah,
keep
I understand
moving.
That. And that's what I'm saying. Once I say I'm good, I keep walking. Now, if you're going to keep trying to say something to me and I'm ignoring you, that's on you, but I'm not going to keep engaging with you. I've done that. Well, I don't do that.
But old girl,
I don't have time
old girl.
For that.
Old girl might have been engaged. She kept with the mouth. You know what I mean?
But wait a minute. She thought,
let me tell you something. She's probably been in a lot of situations like that, and her mouth saved her. So, based on this time, because let me tell you, I was a kid that had a slick mouth. You know what I mean? And my mouth as a kid, 7 years old, 5 years old, 10 years old, 12 years old, my mouth got me in a lot of trouble in Mount Vernon. You know what I mean? So I understand the sister from a perspective, but you know what I mean? I've seen this like that. She engaged that nigga too much. She could have said her shit inside the store, and then when she came out, kept her stepping. You know what I mean? The niggas ain't gonna
believe it. But didn't they follow her?
They did not follow her. She went to them. When she came out the store, they said something she didn't like. She stepped towards them. She didn't step to them. She stepped towards him. Then the niggas re-engaged her. The nigga said some shit, he could have kept moving. But when the nigga said something, when she came out, she stepped towards them. And then the dude was like, you know what I mean? I got you, bitch. You know what I mean? That type shit. You know what I mean? And then she was
like, well, let me ask you this. So would you say that when you say what you said, like, you know, when you buy yourself, like, you shouldn't say anything. Did that goes for a dude too, or are you just saying that as a woman?
I'm saying anybody, like you in the hood, you in the hood. Like as a kid, I remember my nigga. Don't say nothing to these niggas. You know what I mean? You don't know these niggas. Don't say nothing to them. You know what I mean? You ain't got no, you know, mother to say to your big glasses. Come in. I remember all them little conversations. They fire. You know what I mean? They light skinned niggas. You know what I mean? You know, I ain't got to respond, but I responded and I got chased and I got away, but I got caught another day and got fucked up. You know what I mean? So,
no, I got what you're saying.
But what I'm trying to explain to Ron is sometimes I understand what you're talking about, but there's been, like, once again, I've seen you, I get what you're saying, but sometimes you have some people, okay, I understand that situation, okay, she approached it, whatever that case is, but I've seen where you don't say something to somebody or you don't engage with them anymore and they still try to pursue. And
it's
both
for male and female. Keep moving, going across the street, keep moving.
Well,
call
okay, if you're
going to
keep moving
yell,
and that
yell,
person comes
yell,
after
yell,
you
like,
and
yell,
knock
yell.
You upside your head or something, how is that going to work?
Well, no, that's why he was saying you need to call the cops
listen,
and
listen,
yell or something. I mean, if you know
yell,
it's not going to be the end of
the
situation.
But the
you know, I mean, that's
a lot of times, the probability is highly unlikely. Especially in that situation, I don't know that situation at all. I didn't hear the whole thing, but I know this.
Right,
as
you're
he
right.
Came out, as he came out that fucking store and kept it moving, that might not have happened. That might not
have
happened.
Yeah, well, I
listen. She engaged. She was entertaining that shit when she came outside the store. When she came outside the store, okay, you shouldn't even said okay. You should get moving. Because you said what you had to say inside the store. They surrounded her inside the store. They was in the room. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, well,
you know,
I'm going to say this. Okay.
And let me tell you this. Let's get funky with it. That ain't the first time they're in the store.
Trust and believe.
That ain't the first time. You dig what I'm saying? She live in the hood. They probably seen her before. You know what I mean? And the liquor store. And niggas, what the fuck you having a conversation? And if it's my girl, you tell her, what the fuck you having a conversation with niggas outside the liquor store?
Oh my
no
God!
No fucking on niggas and no fucking
well,
niggas. And
right, well,
about
you know
what
she
did?
Okay,
yeah,
obviously
no,
her man wasn't around, or she don't have a. Like I said, it don't always have to be a dude. Like, she's a woman that is, once again, I'm allowed to go to where the hell I wanna go. It has nothing to do with me having a man
yeah.
or not having that baby daddy. I don't care who him, husband, whoever.
I said if.
Okay, well, we're not going to put that in the equation right now. Like
right.
I said,
all right.
I don't go into a store, and maybe I'm buying that liquor bottle for me and my man that night. Maybe I'm inviting him over later.
You know, I know.
That's why I was going in the liquor store to get me a bottle so me and you could chill for the night. Now I got to go to the damn hospital because you won't be able to eat and bite my goddamn eye out.
You look like one of them chicks you got a mouth on. You know what I mean? You look like
well,
one of them chicks.
Well, you can't go by looks. Ron, you can't go by
well,
looks for
I mean,
the time. She may not be that type of woman.
No,
well,
she
I mean,
may not, but
another...
I'm a decent judge of character. That might be 70% right.
Well,
I might be 70%
well, my thing is,
right.
My thing 70. Is,
I think you're 0%
you know,
right.
Whether she it seems like that type or not, the whole thing is the fact that, you know, this dude felt the need to do that, to go that far, to be that.
Did they caught him? No, they never caught him.
No, they caught one, the one with the red jacket, the one that bit her. Yeah, they caught him. The other two they didn't catch.
Where they catch him at?
They caught him, and he was in court. Because he got arrested for choking and beating his girlfriend. He got caught on a separate charge.
So guess what? That Negro is usually doing this crap.
He has a history of assault. He had punched somebody in the train station because they didn't want to give him no money. You know, like he just goes.
No, hold on, brother B. I'm not talking about just that. He has a history of assault with that girlfriend. I'm sure she just. I'm sure his ass been in that courtroom more than one time for doing that girl.
But wait a minute. But it also said on the news. You see, and that's the thing, and that's, and once again, I hate to throw y'all under the bus. Some of you women got to stop it. Some of you women got to stop it because his girlfriend said that it was a misunderstanding when they were talking. Oh, so
bullshit.
He choked you and punched you out. You see, that's my thing. You can't condone certain things or certain actions because then
exactly.
You make it okay. So he probably felt that it was okay for him to do that and continue doing it because he's been getting away with it.
Okay, that nigga knew better. Fuck out of here. You know better now.
Well, you ain't.
Them niggas on the island is getting it, Mr. Beard, Mike. Can
you hear me? You didn't hear? Now, this is how bitch. I'm sorry. Let me. You know, I'm getting raw with the mouth, but you know what? This is how bitch made is. Y'all didn't hear?
Bitch,
he didn't want to go to Rikers because he got asthma.
Are you freaking kidding me? Yeah, the judge denied it. The judge denied it.
Good. I'm glad they did. And I hope they beat the asthma out of his ass. Now you want sympathy after you did some BS. Like I said, karma's a mofo. Okay?
He deserves all he gets. No doubt. What's up,
Hot
Rod? Hot Rod, man. It's me, man. The guy that got cut off yesterday.
K-Dog.
Hey,
what's up?
K-Dog. Hopefully there's no technical difficulties on the phone tonight.
Nah.
Hey, what's going on, people?
What's up?
Listen, about what they did to that girl, about that attack, and what that dude did. That's just a punk. You know what it is? These guys, I don't know what it is, what they're thinking. It's, you know, if you ask me, they think it stupidly because if you're going to walk up to a woman and you're going to ask her, oh, could I pay for that? And she goes, no, just take the no and leave. But some guys, they feel that, oh, how's she saying no to me? And I've heard guys curse out girls on the street. You know, they come up with some sorry pickup line and the girl tells, and they go up cursing the girl out. Now, it's stupid. Bro, you're stupid if you're doing that.
Niggas drunk.
And then after you
go ahead and physically assault
the girl.
Keep in mind, them niggas is drunk, probably high already.
Yeah, exactly.
Yo, Brother Ron, you know what it is? It ain't drunk or high, brother. It's just stupid.
Some of them just want to prove themselves or something. They ain't proving yourself.
I can look at a nigga and tell, like, yo, you ain't that. You ain't about that life. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, I can look at you and tell you got certain clothes on. You've been certain places. You know certain shit. You know what I mean? It's
exactly.
Like, when I,
Absolutely,
ain't
about that life at all.
When I be on the train, especially after COVID, before COVID, I look at motherfucking homeless niggas acting crazy, all crazy. When I come back from work or on the train, looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm looking at you like I'm just like you, bro. I'm just like you. Only thing is, I like to live inside. You know what I mean? Whatever you want
to
do.
Yeah, you like to live inside.
I got that mentality like, yo, I'm just like you, bro. Whatever you want to do. You talk that cuckoo
shit
all
thing
you
is,
want to all these other niggas. Any other nigga I walk by a liquor store, them crazy niggas out there asking, bro, whatever you want to do, I'll leave you. I will leave you on the sidewalk. I will leave you. Motherfuckers on the train.
And you know,
I'll throw you off this train. I'll make effort to throw you off this train, my nigga, and call the cops. I'm
but
just like
you.
Know
you.
What,
you
know what's messed up? I will throw a nigga on the track. You know what I mean? The
you know
what's
real?
Hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey. We don't want
you know what's real? You know what makes no sense though.
Motherfuckers
you know what makes no
know.
Sense though.
They got to.
These
they
guys,
know,
the guys that attacked that girl, right? That attacked that lady.
Know.
It was a bunch of them. They were walking around in a group.
It was three of them. It was the three guys.
It was three of them.
Four,
you know, three dudes, right?
It was four.
And
so,
one of them got arrested for and that's how they found out it was him. I'm like, you see how stupid you are? Mm-hmm. Now you face multiple charges because you want to be stupid.
The thing is, the system enables stuff like this. It's like a child. You know, you let the child do something once. They're going to do it again. They're just going to do it on a bigger scale. They're going to keep testing and testing and see how far they can go. And
that's
how
you
got to
beat that ass.
Mm-hmm. And that's the whole thing. They haven't gotten that lesson yet. So they're still out here doing some of the same shit and getting away with it because nobody's checking them. Which leads me to the second part of the whole coward culture, where you have people afraid to stand up for what they believe in because it's not popular.
Right.
And we have a big issue with that right now, whether it's you talking about politics, the former President Trump, talking about, you know, transgender and homosexual rights and all this and that, and race, whatever the case may be, people are afraid to open their mouth and stand up and talk about certain things because they are afraid of being unpopular and their opinion being unpopular. Now, I'm going to throw it at Ron first before we bounce at the Lady T. But what do you think about that, brother?
I mean, you speak when it's time to speak. You know what I mean? And just focus on your own shit, on your own people, on your own energy and the whole shit. Real story, short story. I used to live on Kingsley Terrace in the Bronx over here. King Capri lived in this one building I lived in when I got married. You know what I mean? And it was heavy Dominicans over there, Dominican store over there. You had black people that lived over there. You know what I mean? But when I came on the scene, I was 19 years old. When I came on the scene, I'm 19. Dig what I'm saying? A ready-made family, went on the way. My wife been in the hood longer than me. She knows the area. Some shit went down one summer. Nigga said something to one of my stepsons, and I had to go downstairs and step to him. Dig what I'm saying? And I brought him downstairs. I'm wearing all guard. We just came back from Juma. And I remember what my boy said, stepson said. Come back to the store. Show me which one he said it. Who said it? Who said it? Something Drift. Who said it? Pointed him out. Look here, man. Don't talk to my kid like that. This is my son. This is my stepson. I don't care who you are. And we spend too much money here for you to be saying some shit to my kid. My kid real intelligent. He said you owe him a dollar. Give him a dollar you owe him. You dig what I'm saying? Don't say nothing to my kid and he try to drive my kid out of his fucking dollar. You know what I mean? And we was on the block for 10 years after that. Never had no problem after that. Niggas said some slick shit to my daughter. The niggas that hang out in front of the store. Niggas said some shit to my daughter. My daughter's like 12, 13. I went down there, stepped to the niggas. By the steps, by the store. My brother, with my daughter, who said something to you? Who said something to you? And I'm looking dead at him. I ain't looking at her. I told her to point him out. Who said something? And like 50 niggas there, 20 niggas there. Who said something to you? Don't say nothing to my daughter again, my nigga. And that was a block. Kingsbridge Terrace was a block known for niggas getting murdered and thrown down the steps. In the Bronx. You know what I mean? So you stand on your truth. You ain't got to speak your truth. You build your truth. Fuck talking to niggas. Stop talking to these crackers, man, about how you feel and what's right and what's wrong. Build your shit. You don't hear Pakistanians out there in the street talking about who's right and who's wrong. You don't see Jews out there talking about who's right or who's wrong. You don't see Asians out there talking about who's right and who's wrong. They building their truth. to the point where you know they whoever knows better. We get a white man in, leave us alone. We building ours. And that's how we gotta be. It ain't about who's a coward. It's a, we the cowards. We not building our truth. We not protecting our women. We not protecting ourselves. They not forcing Asians and Pakistanians to take this vaccine. We're the cowards. We the cowards. Our enemy, we still in our enemy's house. We the cowards.
Gotcha. All right, Lady T.
Hey, good night, y'all.
Hi, Lady T.
For the first time, I agree with Ron 1,000%. Ron, can you just say who said something? Tell that to me one more time. I like how you said that. Tell that to me.
Who said it? Who said something to my daughter?
Oh, man. Nah, but it's real what you just said. It's true. It's 100% true. We got to look at ourselves and how the other cultures act and how they protect their culture. It's true.
They get on Indian dudes, Pakistani dudes. They the softest motherfuckers in the world. But you let somebody bother their wife. There's 1,000 of them in the street.
Mm-hmm.
You go over to Corona Queens, popping that game. You go over to Wrigley Park, popping that game, and see what happens.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? You're going to be in trouble, and they're going to hear about it. You're going to hear about it from Wrigley Park to City Hall. And if they got you, they're going to go to the president. And the governor and the president can talk that real. I've seen it.
Mm-hmm. No, you're absolutely right, bro.
Well, I'll say this. That's why I'll say this. Things are kind of different, and you got. I listen. I understand you doing that because even though I'm a woman. Like, if someone's messing with my kids, yeah, I'm fine. They're not now. I'm talking about they older now, and they can fit for themselves. But young, when they was younger, yeah, I would have been on that. Like whatever. But you know what? Because they're males, you know. Males, I had to let them, handle their own thing. Now, the flip side of that is, like I said, I don't want my sons to ever be in a position to have to protect me from somebody unless they have to, but I don't want them to be in that position. Because, once again, that can go either way. I wouldn't want to put my sons in that position, or I wouldn't want them to be in that position, but if they had to, I know they would have to. But see, that's what I'm saying. With things like that, it can go a different way because once again, this we live in it. Like you said, Ron, back in them days, dudes had a little bit more respect. And if they knew another male is coming up to that, coming up there like, yo, who's messing with so and so, they kind of backed off like, oh shit, somebody is going to be vouching for these kids. But nowadays, it's just like.
You know what it is? Like, I've seen that happen before because I remember back in the days in school, like, it wouldn't, if a group of guys did something to somebody's daughter, like disrespected somebody's daughter in a way, that father would come down and you'd be in trouble. Like, somebody was one of them says something to you. And you know what? The dude would be like, my bad, I'm sorry.
Right, exactly.
It was a sense of community. It was more of a sense of community back in the days.
But now these days, it's all gone out the window. It's all gone out the window.
But all right. Even to take it to the next level, how is it more? Like I said, you can't stand up for yourself anymore. You can't stand up to say what you want to say without being ostracized. Huh?
No. Yes, you can.
We'll take Black Lives Matter for example. you know, people want to step up and talk about how Black Lives Matter and they should matter in certain situations. But yet, how are you going to, how can we really defend Black Lives Matter when a lot of us are out here doing bullshit and we don't want to call ourselves on it? Like you said,
Black Lives Matter is such a bad example
certain...
to use, though.
Huh?
Black Lives Matter is such a bad example to use because it's not
Black Lives Matter.
It's not for that purpose.
It's not.
Not for that purpose anymore. That's been whitewashed.
Well, it went Hollywood. I'm just saying in general. Like how do you try to stand up for one cause, but you know what I'm saying? You don't stand up for other. Like, once again, like I said, you can't really defend yourself nowadays. So if I got to go there, then I'm just going to go there. How is it that you can't say anything against anybody else? But we can always talk about Black people. We can always talk about ourselves. But we can't say, we can't talk about Jews. We can't really talk about Asians. We can't talk about certain things, people. Ethnic certain groups you just can't talk about.
Yeah.
And why is that?
No, because you know why? Sensitivity.
No,
you can't stand the sad part about it is sensitivity. You can't call out a, okay, like let's just say if you say Jewish people own everything. Oh, you being anti-Semitic. I'm like, no, I'm not being anti-Semitic. I'm just saying the truth.
There's no need to talk about this. They don't talk about us until it's time to make money. They don't.
Until it's time to make money. You said it. You hit it right on the nose. Yep, yep.
That's true. We are not an issue for them. And we got to get in that same mentality. I told the guard, I was dealing with the guard last week. I said, you ever know what it's like to be, he said, I wonder what it's like to be free, what freedom is like. I said, you want to know what freedom is? You want to know what freedom is? I said, imagine freedom without your enemy. Imagine life without your enemy. That's freedom. That's a start.
What you just said, Brother B, and what Ron just said also, as far as with them, it doesn't matter until it's time to make money. Look at what they did with Black Lives Matter. Until it was time to make money, sponsorship.
Exactly.
White people coming out saying, oh, Black Lives Matter. Those people were being sponsored. Like, we're not a part of this. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
The Black Lives Matter
painting and stuff like that, marketing, that's what
you're
it matters
about
to
it.
Them.
Yep, exactly.
You know, you're absolutely right, because it's like, once it appears to them, that's when they'll want to talk. But then after, it's like, before, when we were marching, they looked at us like we were troublemakers. As soon as we would start to say something, it's like, let me just say this. As soon as Black people gather together and want to say and want to do something, they look at it as a threat.
Them dudes, man, they did that Black Lives Matter
mm-hmm.
march because they wanted to get outside. They wanted an excuse to come outside.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know what? They're the first ones to say, "Oh, we're not racist. Oh, we're standing up for." I'm like, excuse me.
We don't need you.
Yeah, we don't need you. We don't need you.
People don't realize when the Black Lives Matter first started and it was trending, the hashtag was popular at that time, right? I'm not talking about hashtag Black Lives Matter. I'm talking about people using hashtags was popular. They saw how that took a spin on it and how that was the voice when Michael Brown got killed. You understand what I'm saying? Black Lives Matter came out since then. They accidentally came out because they said Black Lives Matter because they were seeing, you know, like people saying, oh, wow, Black Lives don't matter. So they just said hashtag Black Lives Matter. It went viral. They, you know, they coined the term before somebody else decided to say that.
Wasn't Black Lives Matter.
It started with a black thought.
You
understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, thought I'd join the conversation here. This seems to be kind of...
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Hey,
you
Joe
doing?
From Montana.
Yeah, Brother B, Hot Rod.
Montana, Joe.
So,
yeah,
oh,
but no, my perspective on it was just the fact that, like I said, it's this whole, once again, it's the coward culture. We already discussed one part of it earlier. Now, the other portion of it is, and once again, like I said, you're not able to stand up for yourself without it being ostracized. Like, you, you say something and it's not popular, so people want to cancel you. They want to cancel everything you're saying and everything you're trying to do because it's not popular with what they believe in.
But Brother B, who's doing the canceling?
We are individually dependent. It's certain. Listen, it really depends on the group that day or what's going on that moment.
Well,
that's
okay.
The whole thing.
Well, I agree with you with people, you know, who want to talk about, let's say, the Italians or the Irish or any other type of topic, and the other person who's listening to that doesn't agree, then, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a debate. It's going to be sometimes hurt feelings. But in an individual setting, I don't think it's a cancel culture. But today, take a look at social media. All the conservatives are being censored. The liberals are not being censored.
Well, that's another form of it, of course, because like you said, on one side, I mean, to be honest with you, Mr. Joe, I don't really get into the Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, left, right. Like, I mean, to me, it's nothing but a bunch of titles that some people feed into, and it's just a pile of shit to me, because when it really boils down to it, we're all different. Some of the opinions of us, we may favor each other on that, but for the most part, to break off into all of these groups, it just confuses shit. I mean,
well,
there's no real gray area.
Well, you
know, those groups are what represents a lot of stuff. So when you talk about that, you should be involved in it, because those groups are the masses that are the voice.
No, they're not. We shouldn't be involved.
I don't
in
think.
Stuff,
yeah.
And they shouldn't be involved in our stuff. Our stuff is our stuff, they stuff is they stuff.
Yeah, but I'm talking about as far as the final decisions when it goes to legislation. Yeah.
The laws are important, but I don't think
I
don't think either party represents the people. It hasn't been that way for.
Oh, yeah. The parties don't represent the people.
Yeah.
This is our problem.
Y'all thinking y'all regular people. And then I'm showing you after 500 years, you're listening to them. And you still think?
Wait, Ron, hold on. You sound real distant, and I'm hearing an echo somewhere.
Let me see. Let me try to call back. I'm gonna call back.
All right. But you get what I'm saying. But you, like I said, it's more than a political thing. It's bigger than that. It's like I said. It's like Joe coming out saying that he doesn't like fruit pie, and I'm saying, well, listen, you're in a You just called into a show where everybody likes fruit pies, so you can't talk about how you don't like fruit pies. Why can't Joe talk about how he don't like fruit pies?
Well, that's true.
Just because we like it, you know what I'm saying? But that's the thing. Everybody wants to gang up on someone just because they don't believe in what they believe in.
Mm-hmm. Well, agree to disagree, but the sad thing is, like, you're right, people do get touchy, and it's like you have people out there, you know, who are what they call because someone speaks their mind and says like this, listen, what happened to this person is wrong. Oh my goodness, you know, they're quick to call you racist. You're quick to call you bigoted. If you as a person speaks up for your rights, like let's just say, okay, I'm going to say as a black man, if I speak up against a wrong that's being done to someone in my community, I'm wrong for that. Like, what are you doing? You're a troublemaker, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's true. Like, all right, we can even take it to, you know, another end where you may have somebody Caucasian talking about, listen, I don't have a problem with black people, but I don't agree with, you know, certain things that they do and this, that, and the third. But somebody may interpret what they're saying as like, oh, well, that sounds racist. No, it's not.
Right.
It's just my opinion and opinion, and it's his feeling. That's the whole thing. Why?
Doesn't it all depend upon the intention of what the person's talking about? Some people are saying, I think the Black Lives Matter is a bad group. Doesn't it depend upon the intention of that person? Maybe that person wants to paint Black Lives Matter as a communist organization, and it might
be. Actually not. No, Joe, because nowadays I can just take whatever you say And if I don't like it, I'm just going to turn it into a negative.
Well, yeah, that I'm agreeing with.
That's what people are doing nowadays.
I'm agreeing
with
you.
People don't even, it's not even, your intention could be good. But somebody or someone or a group of people are going to turn it negative. Just
I'm agreeing
with
you on that. What I'm saying is that the person who's doing the talking, if the person is speaking factually, right, that's going to depend upon and how it's perceived. That may be depending upon the intention of the person. For example, you know, husbands and wives, right? Some of the topics that you've had on the show before. If a husband or wife is seemingly doing good things for the spouse, it may seem to be doing good, but he or she may have an agenda. Okay? Now, when it comes to political talk, which is what it seems like the topic is about tonight, people have to speak factually. And you're right. It doesn't matter what a person says because the other side is going to twist it. I don't even try to convince people anymore about what I believe in. I do, when I get into a discussion, I just like to lay out things logically, see if the person can agree with it logically. If they can't, then I say to myself, okay, that person doesn't agree logically. I can't talk to that person. You know, I'll try to convince them. I might still engage in the conversation. But I know I'm not going to convince that person.
Well, that's the problem. But that's one of the issues. How logic is no longer a basis for the conversation. Yeah, that's where coming from.
Well, I agree with you on that. Most of the people.
Yes.
Echo. Yeah, that echo is probably my phone.
Well, okay. But yeah,
I've called. You know, I can call back. This is my second time calling back trying to get rid of, some noise. But I'll call back again and see if it helps.
All right, this is Joe.
Okay.
We here.
Okay.
All right, Joe.
All right, later, Joe.
Bye. I'll be right back.
All right.
Oh, hello?
But you guys get where I'm coming from, yeah?
Yeah, but that's the thing.
Well,
things with logic. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. If you try to speak out, you got people that are jump on you just because you're speaking out. And that happens. I see that all the time in some of the Facebook groups that I'm in, one particular one. And, you know, if somebody says something and everybody agrees with say it's a post and everybody agrees with the post and maybe one person may disagree with it or they may have a different opinion, it's like everybody else jumps on that one person.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of letting people speak
for their opinion, yeah.
Right, or just saying, and that's what some of them people may even agree with the person, but they just want to jump on the bandwagon because they don't want to be ostracized. Oh God, I can't even say the word. They don't want to be ostracized, right? I had a problem saying that. You know, for maybe taking up with that person or whatever. And like I said, I've seen that. These are grown people. These ain't no, you know, like little teenage kids or young kids. These are grown people doing this. So even if you think about it, going back to that situation with the young lady and those dudes, my thing is this. Guys in that neighborhood probably know that these dudes do these things or know that dude was doing that or whatever, but nobody's going to speak up because then you don't want to be ridiculed and looked at a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have something else that's interesting. How many of you remember the show America's Most Wanted?
America's Most Wanted, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I remember years ago going to a barbershop, and during the time the show was hot, and everyone was talking about it, and then one of them said, oh, yo, one of them dude, man, that's my man that did that. And they're like, your man murdered somebody? You know where he is? Nah, man, I ain't doing that. I ain't going to snitch on nobody. I know where he is, but I ain't snitching. Everyone looked at him like he was strange. Like,
cold of the streets. He's a street nigga. What do you expect the street nigga to say?
I'm going to turn him in.
Well, why would anybody turn him in? Because the guy would turn around and kill him.
That's the whole point.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Well, you know what? I mean, like I said, I think that we're headed down a bad road. I mean, we've been headed down a bad road for a long time, but it seems to keep getting rockier and rockier because I've said it before, there's this whole disconnect. It's like there's no sense of community anymore. There's really no, you know, there's not too much love in the air. You know, maybe there never was. I don't know. Or maybe we just hit it, you know, better than we are doing it now. But,
you know,
it's like, why can't we what?
I mean, there's some truth to what you say, but instead of loving each other, we need to care about each other more. If you care about yourself, if you care about yourself, you can care about your family. If you care about your family, you care about where you live. If you care about what you live, you can care about your neighbor. If you care about your neighbor, you can start caring about your community. It's a process. You don't need a lot. A little is more.
We're missing the care factor. That's
we're
what
missing
I heard
the care
factor.
Exactly.
Said.
You know, somebody was talking about.
But I'm hearing what you guys are saying, but it is true because you know what? It's like all of that went out the window, like caring, looking out for one another, and looking out for your own. It's all gone out the window.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about
you know
mean
looking out
for Facebook? Social media promotes this idea where you can unfriend a friend or unfriend a relative simply because they don't like your politics. I think when it comes to politics, keep it out of the family. You're not going to change things within the family. So in order not to make any kind of disruption in the family, keep the talk of the politics out of the family.
People are a little bit too sensitive. I disagree too because I remember, let's say for instance, Bush and Reagan era, like people was talking about politics 24/7, and the second Bush era, 24/7, and people could have came to agree to disagree and keep it moving.
Nobody was saying, you're not my family anymore because it wasn't in existence.
It doesn't matter if social media or not. It's social media, the voice to tell you what you should say and what you shouldn't say, and to disconnect with your family. You get what I'm saying? I think we give too much. We give too much to social media.
Social media has become the norm of a conversation because
you're not thinking for yourself.
People don't talk to each other no more. They do it to social media.
Right.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, that's all they do.
They can't have a conversation.
We was doing that when AOL was on with the chat.
You know
why are we constantly
know.
Blaming social media? I get drained with that because...
It wasn't as many social media platforms. Remember just what you just said. It was AOL. It was MySpace. You only had those two things. Most of the time, people were communicating by phone or text messages. Now you have a whole host of other things that people can communicate. Because you know what? I'm gonna say this. Even with my nieces, some of my family, even my own son, I communicate with him more on social media than I do. And I have his phone number and everything. That's my son, of course. But guess what? I communicate with him more on social media than I actually sit on the phone and talk with him or even on a text message.
Can I just say something real quick, Reverend B? So what Red said, she's 1,000% right. But at the same token, you want to know something? Social media is exposing people to me. It's exposing people who can't freaking think for themselves. That's what I feel. You understand what I'm saying? So for somebody to say social media is because of this, that, nah, you had to be acting that way before social media. You had to be feeling that way before social media. Now you finally got a platform to pour it out on. Here we go with what I'm thinking. What's in the box on Facebook? That's a great thing. What am I thinking? People will say, hey, I'm taking a dump right now. Nobody don't need to know that.
Social media, you know what, people, now you got a voice to express yourself.
Here's what I got to say about the whole thing with social media.
Hold on, K-Dog. We got to remember, media then, it was just media. It was totally different compared to then they added the word social. And see, all it really just became was the gun in the hand of a unknowledgeable person. People get up on there and they just type whatever, they be whoever, they try to sound like whoever because this is their identity. Social media came about and gave people, some people, a purpose. Some people didn't have a purpose before social media.
Exactly, brother.
You know
example,
what it is?
Hold on 1 second, K-Dog. Example to what Brother B just said. On Absolute YouTube show, they asked me, what was the best thing of Trump's presidency? I said, Twitter. That was the best thing ever for him. You understand
you
what I'm saying?
Absolutely right.
It gave
and
him the voice to keep going on a daily basis with the bull, to keep reporting his nonsense whether you liked it or not. You could like him or not, but Twitter damn sure did it for him. He was the best president ever,
you know what?
In accordance to everything he tweeted.
You know what I got to say?
So,
I'm happy that you're bringing that up because a lot of people, you look at Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever, and all this stuff. People have used this as a platform, which is true. But what's sad about it is, you know, like you said, Lady T, what were you thinking before? But some people are not doing that. Some people are using it every day, every hour, every minute. They're on there. It's like a drug. It's
which
a
means they're not
that.
Thinking.
I'll give
but
you a small, quick example. And Brother B, you drive, so you can agree with me. You can't give me a car or I get my license and you want to ask me, do I want to try manual, do I want to try stick? That's my business, what I want to do with it. You
exactly.
Can't use me platform. I'm going to use it
how
I want to use it.
I'm going to disagree with you, Lady T, because number one.
Disagree, Joe. Tell
here
me.
I go. Okay.
Come on,
tell
Joe.
Me. Trust me, I'm not going to take it in offense.
You know
so tell me,
tough.
Tell me.
You know it's in trouble. You know
because here's,
you know
we have,
you know
we have Facebook, Twitter, Reddit, Instagram, Pinterest, right? You can deliver your message to thousands of people at the very same time. When you were talking about Trump, he delivered his message to 80 million people at the same time. Way back when, before social media became social media, you could only talk one-on-one or maybe do a
telephone
call. Right? But with the platform, you are delivering your message, and people are listening to your message, and the platforms are collecting your message and selling them as ads. So they're delivering the message all around the world. Do you know there's something like 500 million people?
Not necessary. Not necessary. Because it's to who follows you. If you ain't got a million followers or 1,000 followers, ain't nobody listening to you. And even 1,000 followers that follow you, they can block you.
They can,
you know
but
I mean?
If you've got 1,000 followers on Twitter, you've got 1,000 people who are following you. If you've got 80 million people on Twitter, you've got 80 million people who are following you.
But
and
the average person don't have that. The average person may have
the average person doesn't, but the average person might have a few hundred, which is still.
They might have 400.
Yeah, but they still a hell of a lot more than one phone call to one phone call.
But see, but you know what? To go along with that, all it takes is that one message, whether it's a good message or a bad message, it may go to the 10 people that you know, but then it could go beyond that because somebody that you know may see the message and then they'll turn around and spread it or they'll share it. And it can go so many different directions. It doesn't have to just go to only to the 10 people that you know. It can go beyond that. If somebody knows you, then they'll turn around and they'll flip it.
If you send it to 10 people... Right, and they send it to even two more people, and those people send it to two more people. You are now spreading your message on an exponential level.
All right, whatever you do.
Nah, but there's truth to it because, listen, it's all about the messenger. That's the whole thing. They tell you don't kill the messenger. But, I mean, at times, depending on the intentions of the messenger, well, who's sending it? Yeah, they need their ass kicked. Because listen, Lady T can tweet something, K Dog can tweet something, and I can tweet something. But it could all be the same story. But it depends on what she adds to it, or what he adds to it, or what I say to it, that can turn around and switch up the narrative. To have people thinking or looking at it totally different.
Like right now, on your phone call, you might have 6 to 10 people talking, or maybe 100 people listening at one time. But if everybody started talking about the same thing on Twitter and or Instagram and or Facebook, et cetera, you've got thousands of people now listening.
Yeah, depending on how many followers you have. A lot
That's
of people
right.
don't have a lot of followers, bro.
If you've got five, if Hot Rod has five, Brother B is five, Lady T has five, I have five, and we start tweeting out to those
that
five
even,
people.
That ain't even 50. But,
if they tweet out to their other followers, then you've got an exponential.
Right, I get what you're saying.
Because with Facebook, I can send you something, Ron, or I can tag you in something, and somebody that know you can see it. And they
right,
can,
exactly.
No.
And it'd be
no,
right.
No,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah.
Not necessarily. Only my friends can see it, or only specific people. I can edit my shit.
You might edit your private. Might edit your private stuff, but if people have an RSS feed, right, or just a regular news
everybody
feed, regular
can.
Feed.
I can. I know cats. I know cats that got crazy stuff on their page, but a lot of their shit is private.
Right.
You know
a lot
mean?
Of it is
a lot
public.
Of it.
That's
yeah,
where all the arguments
my,
come in,
my
right?
page. My page is private.
Mm-hmm.
Only friends, only people that I invite is friends, but there's certain stuff that people, that if I tag someone in it, if I tag, I've tagged Hot Rod and stuff, and somebody else will respond that I don't even know. So how did
right.
they see
yeah,
it?
Exactly.
They saw the post,
too, yeah.
they saw it. Yeah, they saw it because
they
know Hot Rod.
Right. If I, let's say, for example, I'm not on Facebook because I saw from years ago where it was going. I know it was funded, as far as I was concerned, by the government and by the NSA, and I don't like people spying on me, even if it's the secular, even if it's the private sector. But let's say I was on Facebook, and I landed on anybody's page that's here, right? And I can take I can take that, and I can then post it to somebody else's page as a message from me to them, and then they can do the same thing with somebody else.
Exactly.
Depending on the person's setting, depending on if the person has it. Like my pages, if it's friends of friends, could find me. You can't just go searching for me. You won't find me if you don't have a friend in common. So it all depends.
But Lady T, if I land on your page, right? Let's say you and I are friends. I can take that conversation from your page and post it on Twitter, send it to multiple followers who would then, if they find it interesting, send it to other people.
Yeah, you're right. I get what you're saying. Yes. Okay, I got what you're saying, yeah. And don't forget we got the crop and paste, you know? Yeah.
Exactly.
I get what you're saying, Joe. Yeah.
You could
totally.
Copy, yeah. You could copy somebody, what they say, and you could put it on your
Don't be screenshotting me, Ron, and sending it other places either.
As a matter of fact, I'm not on social media, like I said, but if I go on, somebody directs me to Twitter because there's a video there, I can go to that. I can still go to Twitter. And I can activate that video in a website.
All right. Speaking of social media, when you doing the Zoom thing, Byron?
We're gonna start doing that next month.
Echo. Yeah, we're gonna start doing that next month. So to those who
next month
do not. Yeah, man, I got some set.
Oh my goodness,
I got some setting up to do.
Wow, we sound like we in space up in here.
Yeah.
We part of social media. What you expect? What we gonna talk
about?
I can't just come on like you gonna see me now. So I gotta make sure my background. Gotta shave every Tuesday. I gotta be straight.
Ron is ready to be seen. Ron is trying to match the chick. Go ahead, Ron.
Trying to do what?
Want to be seen. It can
happen here.
Seen on Zoom. You trying to back the chick. You talking about when? When is it going to happen? You ready? Who's calling? The chicks is calling. Ron.
Oh, Lord.
Yo, you are nuts.
I'm on Virgo. What you expect, Ron? We crazy.
We're switching it up, you know, starting next month. You know.
He said you're doing it.
Zoom and going to YouTube.
Then you,
Huh?
I'll be all right.
No, yeah, we're gonna, you know, start. We're gonna start we're gonna take this next, you know, the next step, and you know, start. Go ahead, you know, drop the format on YouTube, and go from there.
Yeah.
You know, it's been since 2013, so it's time to start stepping up the game a little bit.
Yeah.
Change it up.
Yeah.
You know,
now y'all can see my beautiful face. I gotta get sexified for y'all.
Oh my God.
Brother B, why y'all just saying you was on StreamYard, on YouTube, StreamYard, the StreamYard app? I said, why you just didn't use the StreamYard app?
Well, on YouTube? I could tell you certain things about cars and other stuff, but this computer stuff, I'm just getting, I'm not about that life, really.
I'll take you that off here.
Send me some info on that.
What's it called?
I'll look that up.
What's it called?
StreamYard. That's really good for if you're doing like YouTube channels and stuff like that. You could have like 10 people on there. They could just use their avatar and come on. You don't have to, you know, show your face. And sometimes Zoom has certain problems with that. But StreamYard is better if you go on YouTube.
I want y'all to see me.
Yeah,
you can be seen. You can be seen or not be seen. You can use your avatar.
Oh my God, here we go.
We know Ray gonna be seen. Go
Ray. Look at me.
Ray gonna be getting some numbers after that. Dude's gonna be dropping in. Who that cutie with the booty?
Some jail numbers. Go get some jail numbers.
Oh no! I'm one of those. Hell no!
As long as they stay where they at, listen, remember,
that's
blood right there.
They gonna
stay where they at. They good.
Like word up!
I don't play that.
Home.
I ain't got time for
that.
Came
home.
You stupid.
What's good, Ma? What's good, Ma?
Absolutely not.
Ain't nothing good for them. But yeah, man. So you know, hopefully, you know, we can get this going next month. But yeah, nice show. Like I said, we as much as we want to not point the finger at certain things. I mean, ever since the presence of social media, things have really gotten out of hand. So I won't blame it on social media. I'll just really blame it on the fact that some people just don't have any self-control, and some people really need to kind of find themselves outside of social media instead of coming on to this platform and then being whoever, seeing whoever, and becoming unsensitive, insensitive, and certain people are being too sensitive. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we just don't even need to know what everybody is thinking. And that's the best way I can put it. I don't need to know what everybody's talking about. If we go to a restaurant and we sit down and eat, I don't need to know what you're ordering. What you want to eat is what you want to eat. That's your business. I may ask you to see what you say, but ultimately I really don't care because what you eat don't make me shit. And I think that's the problem nowadays, man.
Unless
you
eat the same,
about what everybody
else
shit.
Unless you eat the same shit. But I'm saying, though. It's the same.
Nah, I mean, it's
thinking, okay, I can't wait to see Ron's face. Let's see Ron.
Whatever.
I already know what Ron looks like there.
Can't
I can't wait
Ron?
To see Ron's face.
You can't, you know why I can't
why
see Ron?
Why we can't see Ron? We
because,
ain't gonna see Ron?
First of all, Ron's background noise, because he always cooking. Every time he calls,
yeah,
he always
I am eating,
pot.
I am eating.
So, yeah, you always bake. I know
so
you're
you
eating
might,
because you're baking on pot.
You might have to give Ron a 3-minute segment. Let's see what Ron's eating.
It's going to be the menu for real.
The menu.
Yeah.
Ron, what's on the menu tonight? Look, we got Ron on the menu.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Ladies. Mama, on that note. Mr. Joe, sorry your call dropped. Thanks for calling in. Brother Ron, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Lady T, thank
mm-hmm.
you. K-Dog, thank
gotcha.
You. And
yeah.
Big Red, you family, you don't get no thanks, but I love you. And on that note,
but thank you. Thank you. Her, thank you.
What up to Hot Rod?
Oh,
Black,
cuzzo.
And we catch y'all next week. And don't forget to look out for The Absolute Truth Monday nights, 10 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio with Sean Black, Hot Rod, Lady T, and K-Dog. And on that note, peace. Everybody have a great week.
Peace out.
Fun.
You guys have
peace
a good
out.
Week.
Be safe, y'all.
Yeah, good night,
y'all.
Good night,
y'all.
All right.
All right, good night, guys.
Later.
Good night, everyone.